I forgot all about it, man, and I was sleeping like a baby, and I missed it. But Roland Martin interviewed the black buffoon, Dr. Ben Carson, all right? And I wrote a piece about this on Real Brother Radio Network.com about Dr. Carson and this exclusive interview. And when I talked about it in the interview, I said, well, Roland likes to sit on the fence and play both sides against the middle. And because he does this, and I don't really believe when somebody is black and they play both sides against the middle, the NAACP versus the KKK, they're really not really playing in the middle. You see what I'm saying? The KKK and the NAACP, the middle is somewhere, you know, way to the left, right next to the NAACP. All right? There ain't no middle when you're talking about these racists. Okay. But, okay. All right. In Roland's mind, he's playing against the middle by being in the middle between the KKK and the NAACP. Okay. So, I said, because he's a kiss ass and a sellout, Dr. Carson knows that he could go on his show and get the softball interview. And that's why he's doing it. He ain't going to go on with no Real Brother. And then he can go back to the racist at Fox and say, see, I went on there with that liberal, that Real Brother. You went on with Theron? No. No, come on now. Not that Real Brother. I'm talking about the fake Real Brother that's fake. Oh, okay. The softball question brother. Oh, okay. The one that's auditioning for a job here at Fox. Oh, okay. You went on with Roman Martin. Thank you. Going no Real Brother. Come on, man. He's going to ask me the real tough questions. What the hell am I talking about? Government services and protections only for white people and rich people and Republicans and Christians and everybody else can eat cake. No, I ain't going on his show. Come on. Think about it. Okay, I'm going to do a Todd Kincannon and say, well, he said the show comes on at 3 a.m. in the morning. The hell up out of here. All right, so I said he's going to get the softball interview, and that's why Carson's coming on the show. So what happened? Well, here it is. Think softball.
And a lot of people think that I'm anti-Obama. I'm not anti-Obama by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's a wonderful thing that we had a black president. I didn't think that would happen in my lifetime.
Did you vote for him?
I don't ever talk about who I vote for, but I appreciate the question. But I was excited.
Softball, beach ball. No. The proper response is, you're about to tell me the lie that you have a problem with his policies. And before you tell me the lie about the $17 trillion debt, when the debt is around $6 trillion, before you tell me that lie, if you really believe that Barack Obama's policies are detrimental to humanity and that the world's going to end if he's elected, and then the world's going to end if he's reelected. And the world's going to end if we don't repeal Obamacare. And the world's going to end if after the world ends. Well, if you really believe that, then why would you vote for him? And he's black and you're a sellout and you can't stand black people. Come on, man. No, you didn't vote for him because he's black.
As many people were about the prospect. The policies I'm not all that excited about. And sometimes you have to be able to divorce your pride in a person from the policy.
You said that you did not know what you were talking about until that particular morning, and your speech was perceived as an attack on the president while he was sitting there. Did you view it as an attack? Because, again, there are moments when mm-hmm. you return to him and he's there. And so, really, what caused you to say, I'm going to specifically go in on this topic, knowing full well he's going to be sitting just two seats from me?
Well, the things that I talked about at the prayer breakfast are things that I have talked about for years. The danger of political correctness and veiling people's speech, making people think twice about what they say. I think that's a problem. In terms of talking about the national debt, why do I think that that's such a serious problem? Because $17.5 trillion is a number that most people can't even comprehend. If you try to pay that back at a rate of $10 million a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it would take you 4,700 years. This is unbelievable. Why can we even sustain a debt like that? Because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency for the world. There was a time when it was the British sterling. There was a time when it was the Greek drachma. It happens to be the U.S. dollar right now. If it were not, if suddenly that changes, which the Chinese have advocated and which Putin recently advocated, which a U.N. council advocated in 2010, what happens then? We become a third world nation overnight.
All right. Now, that's all the, to my knowledge, that they put out. I didn't hear the whole interview, but if they played that clip, then it was softball all the way. No, come on, man. What, you think they played the softball when it was hardball? No. If you're going to audition for Fox, you have to kiss some major butt, because they ain't going to put you on the air if they think you're a real brother and you're going to talk about the issues that I'm going to talk about, and you're going to challenge this monster, this sellout black coon. All right, here we go. They always say, oh, no, we don't oppose Obama because he's black. We oppose Obama because of his policy. And then they don't mention any of his policies. How come? Because they're lying, because they oppose him because he's black. All right. Number two, well, I talked about political correctness, the dangers of political correctness. What are you talking about? What do you mean by that? Well, it's a danger if you have to be politically correct and you have to actually defend what you say. See, it's not politically correct to be able to make an argument and then somebody ask you, could you defend that argument? Well, that's offensive to me. Just because it's not politically correct to suggest that we kill people because they're black and or they're poor, they're from single mother homes, then you want me to defend why would I want to kill people just because they're come from the same circumstances that President Obama came from? Or the same circumstances that I came from? Well, you shouldn't be able to question me that. You shouldn't be, that's politically correct for you to ask me to explain myself and why the hell I'm lying about these people. That's stupid, Dr. Carson. Okay, I have an argument. I'm real brother here. I have an argument that nobody else has. So whenever I turn on the microphone, I have to explain myself. Well, I wish you guys weren't so politically correct that you wouldn't demand that I have to explain myself. I just want to be able to come out here and do a Warren Valentine and just say anything and say that David Blaine, the magician, the white magician, Siegfried and Roy, made the plane disappear. I want to be able to come out here and tell that lie. Well, see, they had that little curtain, and they put the curtain over the plane, and then they had that little hat with the hat. And first, there was a rabbit in the hat. I was tripping because how the rabbit got in the hat, I have no idea. But see, they white, and see, when you white, you got magic. And so they took the hat, and they had this little wand. It was a magic wand, and they tapped the hat, and then the plane disappeared with all the people on the back to a 39. What the hell is this fool talking about? No, you have to defend what you say. Today, Baby was like, damn, I can't even believe he's saying this. 82, there was a study put out. Who put it out? Well, Fox News. Okay. And the study said that 82% of black people are destined to be poor. In fact, 82% of Barack Obama and Michelle's children are destined to be poor, that they're not going to amount to anything because of the study that Fox News put out. Just as dumb. So we don't get to say dumb stuff on the air that we don't have to back up or we're challenged. We'll take a break and we'll come right back. We'll finish. But ooh. You understand what I'm saying? And see, Roland Martin, he has comfort. Why? Because the only people that are going to play this interview are the people at Fox. Really? Yeah. Because MSNBC has no reason to trash Roland Martin. Why? Because he's auditioning for a job. Hey, he interviewed me, so Fox, you should see Dr. Carson. No, we picked you, you stupid idiot, because we knew you were a fool and you would ask the softball questions. Not because you're hard-hitting, you're the Real Brother, it's the Real Brother Radio Network. No, it's the damn fool lesbians, white racists bought the company and then put the black man-hating lesbians in charge, and then they put your stupid ass in there. They hate Obama as much as the racists do. Okay, that's who you work for, Roland. You work for Comcast. Okay? You work for the same racist that own MSNBC. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that, Roland? You stupid idiot. 213-985-7476 is the Real Brother Radio Show. My name's Theron Cal. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
We can go. Sydney needed some financial guidance so she could take her dream to the next level. So we talked about her options, her valuable